It's Classical Spotlight, and in the Texas Public Radio studios, coming up for a concert this Sunday afternoon with the San Antonio Choral Society, is Jenner Safeman. Hello.
Hi, John. It's great to be here.
John Carroll is here, who's performing with the San Antonio Brass on this concert.
Hey, also great to be here. Thanks.
Yeah. You know, I know there's a lot of talk these days with performance practice, when it's not necessarily a living composer, that we try to look back historically. I know there's probably some answers for instruments. I'm curious how that works with voices. Are there certain languages that you deal with, and diction? How does the performance practice work for a choir?
Well, the beauty of the music that we're featuring on this program, Gabrielli's polychoral motets, is a very kind of you know, the option to interpret them in a variety of ways, using different instruments, different combinations. You can use soloists for one of the choirs. Gabrielli's goal was really to have these different choirs sound different, with different timbres, different dynamics, each one of them to be as different as possible. Most of the pieces are in Latin, which is what would have been used in the church where Gabrielli worked, the Basilica of St. Mark's. So really a lot of leeway, almost too much leeway, when we started out planning this program as far as options to ways to present this music.
John, I know this is probably, as a string player, I love Bach. And you know, there's a real high point for that. I imagine as a brass player, Gabrielli's one of those that you can just really sink your teeth into. No one's going a little less there, you know. You can actually just have some fun with this, I bet.
Gabrielli is one of the most fun composers for us to play. In terms of performance practice, what Gabrielli heard is way different than what we do with the San Antonio Brass. His instruments were the sackbut, which is a very narrow bore trombone, and the cornetto, which frequently gets confused with the modern cornet. The cornetto is more like a hybrid brass woodwind instrument, where the body of the instrument is made of wood and it has holes similar, spaced down its length, similar to a recorder or something like that. The only brass part of the cornetto is the fact that it has a mouthpiece that you buzz your lips into. And there are a number of recordings of Gabrielli on original instruments, and it's a very unusual and I would say ancient sound. But what we end up with the modern instruments is it's a much more homogeneous sound and way bigger, much more glorious than you're going to hear in the period recreations. And especially in Sacred Heart Chapel, it's going to be extremely glorious. I can't wait.
That's something I wanted to explore, is that you guys are going to be there at Our Lady of the Lake. And so it's got to be sort of fun to, you guys normally have, you know, this wonderful choir, but to be able to share in this space, how fun is that?
We're extremely excited. We can't wait for the dress rehearsal, because that's the first time that we'll actually get to hear everything come together in that space. So it's just another added element that we're looking forward to. And we're going to find, you know, we decided on Our Lady of the Lake Sacred Heart Chapel because it just seemed like the perfect choice for this kind of a concert. We're going to have fun with the multiple choir lofts that they have. We'll start off the first half of the program with everyone down in the sanctuary, but then the second half we'll have choirs alternating from the front sanctuary, another choir in the rear balcony going back and forth antiphonally, and then we'll also have some back and forth between the two side balconies. And then the final piece on the program, Omnes Gentes, which means all people or all the nations, will have choirs and instruments scattered on the four sides, on every side of the church, giving the impression that, you know, this praise is coming from all nations or all four corners of the church joining together at the same time.
Oh, very cool.
Very cool, yeah.
This program explores a whole lot besides just Gabrielli. He's probably the most famous of these sort of antiphonal. So you guys will actually do some works, not just Gabrielli, but some Vivaldi and different things on this program.
Pretorius,
right?
As well. We're featuring the brass and the two main things that came to mind for Pretorius were Lohauer Rose, which we have an interesting arrangement, what would you call that, treatment by Johannes Brahms, which I thought might be appropriate. But we ended up going with one of his dance movements from the Terpsichore, which I'm really looking forward to hearing in there. They have about six and a half seconds of reverberation where the sound just, when you stop playing the sound, it just continues on and on and on and on. So I'm really looking forward to that.
I love halls that, flutes can play chords, that sort of thing.
You can.
It's always a neat thing. Tell us a little bit about, obviously it's this nice combination, Jennifer, between the brass and the voices. You have some wonderful soloists that are going to be appearing, right?
Yes, and we actually have soloists. We're collaborating on this concert not only with the San Antonio Brass, but two other choirs, the church choir from First Presbyterian under the direction of Tom Dooling, and St. Paul's Episcopal Church under John Hare's direction. So we've pulled our soloists from our own choir and from those two choirs. And they will be the soloists for In Ecclesiis, where we will alternate between the full choir and instruments and this group of four solo singers. And then the soloists will also be doing some sections of Monteverdi's Beatus Vir. And then Angela Malik and Liza Zuniga will do the duet from Vivaldi's Magnificat, the Esurientes.
Man, so it's going to be packed. It's Sunday afternoon. We're talking about the San Antonio Choral Society and their first concert of the season coming up this Sunday at 3 o'clock there at Our Lady of the Lake. It's Sunday afternoon, so you don't have to worry about parking, right? Right? Should be pretty good.
Yes.
And where can folks find out more information?
For more information, we have things posted on our website, which is www.sachoralsociety.org. And tickets may be purchased on the website, also from singers and available at the door as well.
All right. Very good. It's a concert coming up this Sunday. And John, you guys are busy. I know the brass have a Berlioz and some Schumann and whatnot with the symphony. So it's a busy weekend for you guys, right?
Yeah. A lot of chops going to be expended this week with the maestro and with Jennifer. Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Well, guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.